Welcome. You are listening to the Park Avenue Synagogue podcast, and this is Rabbi Elliot Cosgrove. While it's better to hear it live, this is the place to catch the latest sermon, conversation, and select program. If you like what you're hearing or want to learn more about our community, check out PASYN.org. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to get a notification for our next episode. Enjoy and see you in shul.
Shabbat shalom. After the summer of Barbenheimer, I was particularly excited to watch the Oscars this year. I expected that my greatest frustration with the evening would be the Barbie snub, especially the much-discussed omission of Greta Gerwig from the set of Best Director nominees. But as it turned out, that frustration paled in comparison with the way I felt as a Jew watching the Oscars this year. While there are a few moments Jews could point to in frustration from this year's Academy Awards, like the red ceasefire buttons worn by many of the celebrities, and the omissions of a few notable Jewish stars from the annual In Memoriam segment, what troubled me the most was the acceptance speech by Jonathan Glazer, the Jewish director of the Oscar-winning film The Zone of Interest. The movie portrays the Nazi commander of Auschwitz building an idyllic life with his wife and children just next to the concentration camp. As Glazer took the stage on Sunday night to accept his Best International Film Award, he took out a piece of paper to read a prepared speech. For those who missed it, here's what he said. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack in Gaza, all of the victims of this dehumanization, how do we resist? The internet has been widely misquoting Glazer, saying that he is refuting his Judaism. He actually didn't say that. And the truth is, though I am very angry about what he said, there are grains of truth in his comment. He is allowed to want an end to the occupation, which is another way of saying a two-state solution, something that many Zionists long for. He is absolutely justified in wanting to protect all innocent life and ensure that no human being becomes dehumanized. And though many social media posts aren't providing his full quote, he did, in fact, mention the victims of October 7th, as well as the victims in Gaza. So while it's easy to pull out the soundbite, "We stand here as men who refute their Jewishness," and rail against Glazer for it, that would be missing the point. We should, in my opinion, rail against Glazer, but for something that cuts much deeper and is much more problematic. What has really disturbed me about Glazer's speech was the way he invoked the Holocaust. Though he just made a movie about it, his words betray that he only understands the Holocaust through a general lens, not a specific one. The lesson of the Holocaust to Glazer is not to dehumanize people. And he's right, that is a lesson of the Holocaust. But that isn't all the Holocaust was about. It was about a specific people facing a specific hatred. It was not just about dehumanizing and murdering people. It was specifically about dehumanizing and murdering Jews, something that is absolutely connected to October 7th and its aftermath, but not in the way that Jonathan Glazer understands. It seems to me that Glazer is attempting to redefine what it means to be a good Jew in 2024. To be a good Jew today, that is, to fit into the broader culture. Even the Holocaust has to be generalized. Even the most horrific and specific trauma of our people in the modern era has to be made about all people. It is no wonder that the U.S. Holocaust Survivors Foundation has strongly condemned Glaser's speech. What a missed opportunity for the Jewish director of an Oscar-winning movie about the Holocaust to draw the parallels that really do exist between the Holocaust and our current situation. As Jews watching from home, Jews without the platform Glaser had for those few moments, we have to ask ourselves, what would we have said? If you had just directed a Holocaust movie and you heard your name called on the night of the Oscars and you walked up to that famous stage in the Dolby Theater, knowing you had just a few moments to say something meaningful before the music played and your time was up, what would you have said? If I had the world stage for a moment, and I had just made a movie about the Holocaust, here are three lessons I would want to convey. The first lesson we learned from the Holocaust, as Jonathan Glaser partially noted, is that it is easy for the world to dehumanize Jews. We see it happening today. People believe that sexual violence against Jewish women is justified resistance, or they don't believe it happened at all, despite video evidence to the contrary. People believe that kidnapping Jewish babies is also justified resistance. People are celebrating what Hamas accomplished on October 7th. If that's not dehumanization, I don't know what is. The second lesson we learned from the Holocaust was that when someone says they want to destroy the Jewish people, we should believe them. And we saw it play out before our very eyes on October 7th, the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust. We have known for a long time that Hamas intends to kill Jews. It is blatantly written in their charter that their mission is to see all Jews dead. They're not hiding it. Israel probably should have taken the threat from Hamas more seriously before October 7th. And now there is certainly no excuse for any of us not to take it seriously. Which brings me to lesson number three from the Holocaust. Never again. Never again can we allow ourselves to be victims. That anti-victim attitude is so much a part of the Israeli ethos, which is part of why October 7th has been so shattering. Never again means that for as long as Hamas promises to repeat October 7th over and over, Israel cannot let them turn the Jewish people into victims once again. Israel has a fundamental obligation to keep its people safe and secure, a fundamental obligation to prevent its people from becoming victims. Those are the three lessons from the Holocaust that I would want to share if I had Jonathan Glaser's opportunity. Instead, he generalized the Holocaust and used it for his own agenda. He seems to be tone deaf to intergenerational Jewish pain. And he played right into the hands of anti-Semites who want to downplay the specifically Jewish experience of the Holocaust and who claim that Jews use the Holocaust to justify anything and everything. Glaser had the platform to make a difference, and he didn't. Would you? What would you have said in his shoes? When you are given the platform to speak up and make a difference, what will you say? That's the question that Queen Esther of the Purim story has to ask herself. We are 1 week away from Purim, one of many holidays that teaches us about the immense Jew hatred that has always existed. And we will read the Megillah, the scroll of Esther, and the story of how she became queen of Shushan by hiding her Jewish identity. But when the evil Haman hatches his plan to kill all the Jews, Esther finds herself with a platform to speak up because of her position in the royal palace. She has to make the decision. Will I do that which is comfortable, stay hidden in my identity, and let the Jewish people be destroyed? Or will I do that which is brave? Speak up. Put myself out there, even when it's scary, in order to do the right thing for my fellow Jews. Thankfully, we know that Esther made the brave choice. If she hadn't, we might not be here today. Now it's up to each one of us. When we come across our opportunities to put ourselves out there, to protect and defend the Jewish people, to stand up against the dehumanization of Jews, and to make sure that the Jewish people never again become victims, what will we do? I pray that we will not make the comfortable choice when we could make the brave choice. I pray that we will not be silent when we could stand up. I pray that we will not let our opportunities pass us by when we could make a difference. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Park Avenue Synagogue podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about our community, check out PASYN.org. See you in shul. Hallelujah.